Angie Burrows, the AmeriPro with AmeriPro EMS, the head of Nebraska. We just got done. You helped engineer this service today in the Cody Park shelter here in North Platte. Understand it's the first time that the procession across the country, which ends at Arlington Cemetery in Virginia, has ever stopped in Nebraska.
That is correct. They came directly before here. They were in Pierre, South Dakota. Their next stop is Wichita, Kansas. So we were a good stopping point in the middle, and we're just super excited to be chosen. Like again, you said, the first time in Nebraska.
Yeah, I think it's a neat deal. Do you know, were you involved in the decision to pick North Platte in Nebraska to stop in, or how they chose North Platte?
I don't know for sure. Okay. I was not a part of that decision making. Okay. They approached me and asked if we would be hosts for this. The memorial truck itself will be stored at our station overnight because they'll head to Wichita tomorrow. But they just approached me. My best guess is that geographically we were a good stop in between. Okay. A lot of the stops that they make are where an actual memorial family lives. And so I think there was one in Pierre, and I think there was one in Wichita, and I think that's why we just were kind of in between, but that's okay. We like it.
Well, I like the way you started the service and likening EMS first responders to the picture in the Bible, and you brought out the Good Samaritan, and I think even people that don't consider themselves religious have heard that.
They know that story.
But they know the story, and I think that connects with a lot of people because people that get involved in this profession see a lot of things that are hard to talk about, but yet they have that same attitude that it doesn't matter, you know, their ethnicity, color of skin, or religious or political beliefs. It doesn't matter. I'm going to help them.
Yep. Being a neighbor, being that person that's there when you need them. I spoke a moment ago and I said that, you know, EMS is such an ingrained part of our society, which is a good thing, that it kind of goes to the back of our minds sometimes. It's like the electricity behind a light switch. We just assume that when we switch that switch, the electricity is going to be there, and it's the same for EMS. We just know that when you call 911, EMS is going to be there. We're just always waiting. That cost of preparedness is actually one of our biggest expenses, almost more than the actual transports that we perform, because we have to constantly have that level of readiness.
Yeah. Almost everyone who lives long enough or see their parents get old enough is going to probably have an experience with needing to call 911 and depend on people showing up to help.
And we do. We see people a lot of times on their very worst day of their whole life. You know, a lot of times they don't ever have anything worse than the situation we're in. And we're there not only to take care of them, but at least with priority. Our people are so compassionate, and sometimes holding a hand is more impactful to them during the transport than, although the pain medicine sometimes is important as well. But yeah, that holding of a hand calms them more than a lot of medications do.
Mm-hmm. You know, are these services that you do, and I think there's 30 stops that you make across the country before it arrives at Arlington Ceremony, are they just that awareness to get that front and center again and just remind people of how grateful we should be for people that put themselves in, you know, sometimes very, very tough situations and sometimes harmful.
It's to bring EMS itself to the forefront of the picture again, but it's especially to make sure that those names that are on that list, and like I said earlier, that the ones that haven't made it to that list yet, that their families know we still remember them. We haven't forgotten. We see you, like Adam said earlier. We see you. We recognize you.